Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Appreciate you hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because we got our good buddy Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's become the mobile evangelist. That's his new handle. And he's the guy that has been talking to us about a lot of things that the small business owners need to be paying attention to. He's the founder of the Center for Media Research, and he's written so many books that we've talked about on the show, including Smarts, including the first one that I remember that I just really became attracted to his way of thinking was Tough Management back in the day. His new book's called The Third Screen, and it's all about mobile. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, Chuck, as always. You know, Chuck, not long ago when he was still CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt said, and I'm paraphrasing only just a little bit, he said Google would be more successful in the future with mobile than it ever had been or ever would be on the desktop. And when I heard him say that probably 3 years ago, that really made me start paying more attention. What do you think?
That's totally right. When you look at companies like Twitter, for example, that was really created for mobile, although it wasn't big in mobile at the time. That's why their limitation of 140 characters
right. Is
to fit within text messages. A lot of the larger businesses have seen mobile coming, especially in technology, because they can watch patterns of their customers. And the mobile industry has been sort of building for quite some time. The problem is the companies outside of the Google-like companies, including small businesses, don't yet get it. They haven't really adapted to it yet, and that's why I wrote The Third Screen. It was really for that, so people in business can understand what's going on.
Well, the people who listen to my show get it because I've been feeding them this Kool-Aid for at least a couple of years right now. I've written a number of articles on this topic. And trying to point out that, you know, the apps are sexier than browsers, and it's just the way of the future, and it's not only the way of the future in the United States, it's even to a greater degree in the rest of the world, which you and I are going to talk about a little bit later on. But Chuck, I've been telling my audience for at least a couple of years, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customers are thinking or doing right now. And what I've said is if you don't have a smartphone, I'm going to say it again, folks, if you don't have a smartphone of some kind right now, one that's capable of capable of downloading apps on them, if you don't have one of those, you need to get one before the sun sets. What do you think, Chuck?
Absolutely. If you look at smartphone penetration right now in the U.S., 36% of cell phone owners have a smartphone. By the end of this year, 50% will have a smartphone. So If the small businesses, the small business owners don't have smartphones, they don't even know what their customers are doing. Never mind being able to compare it. So they really need to sort of get in the game and see what's happening out there, because it's a mobile customer revolution that's going on.
Well, exactly, and the truth is, as I said earlier, the rest of the world is ahead of the United States in that area, but you know One of the most incredible things is on my Google phone, one of the coolest tools I've had in a long time is the voice search. I mean,
right.
I don't know how many times I've been looking for something, and maybe I was traveling, as you and I do, you know, a lot, and I was looking for something, and I just went into the voice search on Google and did the search, and it found the thing that popped up first, or the first thing that had what I wanted. That's where I went.
Right, and a lot of people, what they're doing now is they're sort of evolving with the phone. When people get a smartphone, they use a little bit of it. They don't necessarily realize how much power there is there. I mean, these phones are very, very sophisticated in terms of capability. And it's only through exploration where people can start to see what they can actually do. Voice is a great example. A lot of people don't use voice because they don't realize how good it is.
Well, and I don't have to go to the Weather Channel anymore on television or on my computer even to see what the weather's like in my area. I've got a little app that when I open it up, it pops up the radar right in my area.
Yeah, the Weather Channel is actually a case study in the third screen, so we spent a lot of time talking with them about how they do that.
Yep.
It is not a simple thing. They're in, I think, about eight countries right now, and their apps work on, and the Weather Channel works on, I think, something like 800 different phones.
Right.
And it's different on different phones. So if you have an Android versus an iPhone, it looks different on each of the two phones.
When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this mobile revolution, folks, that you've got to be part of if you're going to be successful in the age of the customer. Chuck Martin's new book is called The Third Screen, Marketing to Your Customers in a World Gone Mobile. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.